भाष्यकारेण उच्यते एकशतं षष्ठ्यर्थाः षष्ठी विभक्तेः अर्थाः के इति उच्यते शताधिकाः अर्थाः षष्ठी विभक्त्या उच्यन्ते के के अर्थाः इति पाणिनिः सर्वं न वदति. So he does not try to define what are the senses in which Shashti is used, because it is used in a wide range of meaning. So what Panini does is, he defines the meaning of all other vibhakti. Anyasam sarvasam vibhakti naam artham upva Shashti sheshe. Whatever is left out, have Shashti vibhakti. So whatever has not been covered so far, that is given by Shashti vibhakti. So the sutra for Shashti Bhakti, the major sutra for Shashti Bhakti is Shashti Shesha. Sheshaha Namakaha is a prashna. Shesha means whatever is left out or balanced. What it means in a general sense. Yakarana Paribhashayam to Shesha Padasya Uktaranya Sheshaha. It is there. Bahutra Shesha Padam Upayujyate Panamina. Shesho Bahu Vrihihi. सर्वत्र उक्ताद् अन्यः शेषः यद्यत् उक्तमस्ति एतावत् पर्यन्तम् तद्विहाय अन्यत् सर्वं तद्भिन्नं शेषत्वेन परिगृह्यते. किमुक्तम् इति प्रश्नः अस्मिन् प्रकरणे कारकप्रकरणे अथवा विभक्त्यर्थप्रकरणे द्वितीयाध्यायस्य तृतीयपादे अस्ति इदम् उक्तम्. विभक्त्यर्थप्रकरणे किं किम् उक्तम् इति चेत् कारकानि उक्तानि विभक्तीनां कारकसम्बन्धि अर्थाः यथा कर्मणि द्वितीया कर्तकर्णयो तृतीया अपादाने पञ्चमी चतुर्थी सम्प्रदाने इत्यादिरीत्या कारकाणां कारकाणि उक्तानि. एवं प्रातिपदिकार्थलिङ्गप्रमाणवचनमात्रे प्रथमा इत्यनेन प्रातिपदिकार्थः उक्तः. अतः कारकप्रातिपदिकार्थव्यतिरिक्तः that which is other than or different from all karaka and pratipadika artha saha shesha saha saha iti chete dikshitai hyuchete svasvami bhavadi sambandha sambandha shesha padartha sambandha is a relation between two things. So that actually is given by shesha. That is why we say shashti is not a karaka vibhakti, it gives sambandha. This is a popular thing. Never let these karakas in at the beginner level. We give karakas to all other vibhaktis and say Shashti is not a karaka vibhakti. Sambandhe Shashti vibhakti se bhavati. Very well. So Swami Bhavadi Sambandha is of many kinds. One of those is for Swami Bhava. So but there are many other kinds of sambandhas. Anyway, that sambandha is given by shesha padartha. So tatra shashti isya. Yatra sambandhaha jyotyate. Tatra shashti vibhakti bhavati. Yatra. Yaragyaha purushaha. Iti udavaranam. A person who belongs to a king. So you see there षष्ठी विभक्त्या अत्र सम्बन्धः गम्यते. पुरुषः स्वः राजा स्वामी. राजा इस् द स्वामी आफ् द पुरुष. हि इस् अ रायल् अटेण्डेण्ट् आर् अ रायल् सर्वेण्ट्. सो पुरुषस्व मीन्स् वन् सेल्फ् एण्ड् राजा इस् द स्वामी. स्व मीन्स् एनिथिङ्ग् दट् मीन्स् आत्मा अतीय लघुधन एक्सेट्रा. सो नौ the relation between, so Swami Bhava is the relation between Raja and Purusha, that is given by the Shashti on the word Rajan. Rajyaha Purushaha iti Shashti Bhaktya, so Swami Bhava Sambandha. अतः षष्ठीशेषे सम्बन्धे शेषे नाम सम्बन्धे वाच्ये षष्ठी विभक्तिः भवति इति सूत्रार्थः. कर्मादीनामपि सम्बन्धमात्रविवक्षायां षष्ठ्येव यथा उच्यते पुनः पुनः विवक्षातः कारकाणि भवन्ति. यत्र कस्यचन पदार्थस्य इच्छिततमत्वेन विवक्षा भवति तत्र तत् कर्मकारकं भवति. यत्र कस्यचन पदार्थस्य साधनतमत्वेन साधकतमत्वेन विवक्षा भवति तत्र तत् करणं भवति. यत्र तु एतादृशी विवक्षा न भवति, सो वेदर् इस् नो विवक्षा अस्ति इच्छिततम और् साधकतम इत्यत्र तदा केवलं सम्बन्धमात्र विवक्षायां यत्र सम्बन्धः केवलं वक्तुम् इष्यते तत्र तेषामपि वाट् शुड् हेव् बीन् द ओरिजिनल् कर्म और् करण एनी कारक विल् आल्सो गेट् षष्ठी. सो इन् केस् आफ् एनी कारक यु केन् हेव् षष्ठी वेन् दट् कारक इस् नाट् इण्टेण्डेड् एण्ड् वेन् द स्पीकर् इण्टेण्ड्स् टु कन्वे जस्ट् अ रिलेशन् सिम्पल् रिलेशन् विथौट् रिलेशन् कारक. कर्मादीनामपि सम्बन्धमात्र विवक्षायां षष्ठ्येव षष्ठी विभक्तिरेव भवति न तु सत्तद्विभक्तिः. सताम् गतम् सत्सम्बन्धि गतम् कर्तृत्ववक्षायां तद्भिः गतम् तद्भिः गतम् इति सन्तः नाम सज्जनाः एतेषां कर्तृत्वमस्ति गमनक्रिया. यदा तु कारकत्वेन अन्वयः परस्परम् इष्यते तदा कर्तृत्वं भवति, कर्तृत्वे सति तृतीया विभक्तिरपि भवति. यदा तु केवलं सम्बन्धत्वेन विवक्षा तद् सिम्पल् सम्बन्ध विथौट् स्पेसिफैङ्ग् वाट् इस् दट् सम्बन्ध स्पेसिफैङ्ग् दट् देर् इस् स्वातन्त्र इण्टेण्डेड् तदा तु षष्ठी विभक्तिः भवति. सतां गतं चक्षुषो जानीते चक्षुषः जानीते कर्णत्ववक्षायां सत्पिषा जानीते इति भवति. कदाचित् कर्मत्ववक्षापि भवितुम् अर्हति सत्पिः जानीते प्रायेण यूजुवल् वन् इस् सत्पिषा जानीते कर्णत्ववक्षा. So when that is not intended, यदा तु करणत्वस्य कर्मत्वस्य वा विवक्षा न भवति तदा षष्ठी विभक्तिः कर्तृषो जानीते. So what does it exactly mean we'll see later. This example is repeated. मातुः स्मरति मातरं स्मरति इति कर्मत्वविवक्षाया मातृकर्मकं स्मरणं इच्छिततमत्व आफ् माता इस् इण्टेण्डेड्. सो तन्नास्तिके केवलं सम्बन्धं मातृसम्बन्धि स्मरणम् इति विवक्षायां षष्ठी भवति मातुः स्मरणम्. एधोदकस्य उपस्कुरुते एधोदकस्य उपस्कुरुते एधोदकम् उपस्कुरुते एधाः मीन्स् फ्यूयल् फ्रिज् विच् आर् यूस्ड् फार् फ्यूयल् इस् काल्ड् एधाः. उदक इस् वाटर् सो एधोदक इस् वाटर् विच् इस् हीटेड् वित् specific tree. Okay, according to Ayurveda there is something where if you use some say particular kinds of stick like neem stick and some other stick for heating water, it will have some medicinal property. So yemodakasya upaskurute upaskarana is to refine or to prepare something. Gunadhana is what they say. When you bring in new quality, that is upaskarana. Now, edhodakam upaskurute ityatra karmatvavakshayam dvitiya vibhaktih bhavati tasyaina sambandhamatra vivakshayam shashti evam bhaje shambho charanayoh shambhoho charanau bhaje. I salute the feet of Shiva. So shambhu and charana tatra eka sambandhah asti atah शम्भुपदार्थषष्ठी. पुनः चरणयोः भजे इत्यत्र वस्तुतः कर्मत्ववक्षायां चरणौ भजे इति भवेत् तस्यैव शेषत्व अथवा सम्बन्धमात्रविवक्षायां तत्रापि षष्ठी विभक्तिः भवति भजे शम्भो शरणयोः इति प्रयोगः। So that is the general case of Shashti Bhakti, that you can use Shashti in a wide range of means. It is not possible to define where is Shashti used, and that is why Panini takes the proof of Shri Shashti Shesha. There are a few other cases where you use Shashti. So, Sarape Varati, Shashti Hetu Prayoge. It's already seen this Hetu Prakarana. హేతౌ ఇత్యనేన హేతువాచకస్య తృతీయా విభక్తిః భవతి ఇది ప్రథమం అనేన వసతి యదా తు సః హేతుః గుణవాచకః భవతి స్త్రీలింగస్య భవతి తదా విభాషాగుణే స్త్రియా విత్యనేన పంచమీ విభక్తిరపి భవతి తృతీయా విభక్తిరపి భవతి ఇది సహ అధీతం ఇది ఇక్కడ హేతు హసంతి గుణవాచక and is not in Sri Linga, it can have both Panchami and Tritiya Vibhakti. Jadyena Vadhaha, Jadyad Vadhaha. Now, it says, Hetu Prayoga. So you should see that in these cases, Anena Vasati or Jadyena Vadhaha, Jadyad Vadhaha, Hetu iti Padasya Prayoga Nasti. There is no usage of the word Hetu. It is a Hetu. It is the cause, but the word to indicate that this is a cause is not there. So, when we use that particular word, hetu prayoge, yada hetu iti padam upayujyate, tada kim bhavati iti chete, hetu shabda prayoge hetau jyote, shashti bhakti bhavati. So when there is a hetu being told and the word hetu is also used in the sentence, tada tritiya panchami vibhakti vibhaktyo vaditva vibhakti vaditva shashti vibhakti bhavati anatya hetoho vasati. He is called the cause of food. So you have the hetu which is anma and you have the word hetu also in the sentence, tada tu shashti vibhakti bhavati. Tada tu kevalam హేతు ఉపయుజ్యతే, హేతు శబ్ద ఉపయుజ్యతే, హేతు ప్రయోగే కిం అన్నేన వసతి. సో యు ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దట్ యు ఆర్ డైరెక్ట్లీ ఇండికేటింగ్ ద కాజ్ తృతీయా భవతి అథవా తృతీయా పంచమయో భవతః. యదా తు హేతు ఇతి పదస్య ప్రయోగః అస్తి తదా అన్నస్య హేతోః వసతి. తస్య అర్థః హేతు పదస్య కారణం నిమిత్తం ఇత్యర్థః. హేతు మీన్స్ ద కాజ్ ఆర్ రీజన్. Anatya hetoho vasati means he lives for food. He lives in this particular place because he gets food. Say he lives in a dharmashala or he lives in some particular place. Or say he lives in Bangalore. He is originally from some other place. Atra kimartham vasati ite cha anatya hetoho vasati. He is here because he earns food. A related case, he continues, Sarvanamaha Satiyasya Ishishana Chayajvinena Shashti Ishiyana Vatnata Hetau Ishyate Anuvasti Hesti Sarvanamaha Hetu Shabda Sita Prayoge Hetau Dyote Satiyasya Shashti Cha. So the same case where you have a Hetu Vajaka and there is the word Hetu itself is being used. In addition, that one has to be a sarvanama. So, when there is a sarvanama which is being used, and hetu shabda. Sarvanama ha hetu shabda sita prayoge. Heta udyogye. Tritiya bhavati shashti iti bhavati. It can have either tritiya or shashti. Kena hetu na vasati, kasya hetoho vasati. The answer is anasya hetoho vasati. Now, when we are using a sarvanama in that case, say kena, kim shabdaha, sarvanama samyasa. So, yada sarvanamaha prayogaha asti, hetu shabdasya prayogaha asti, tada tritiya vibhaktihi api bhavitam arhati, shashti vibhaktihi api bhavitam arhati. Kena hetu na vasati, kasya hetoho vasati, iti prayogaha.
इसे पाणिनी मतलब पाणिनी से निमित्त पर्याय प्रयोगे सर्वासाम प्राय दर्शनम् वार्तिकम् निमित्त पर्याय प्रयोगे निमित्तम् इदगे मीन हेतु और कारण निमित्त पर्याय प्रयोगे सो दिस इज सेम अस सेइंग हेतु प्रयोगे व्हेन यू आर यूजिंग द वर्ड हेतु और निमित्त और कारण और एनी ऑफ दोस पर्याय निमित्त पर्यायाणां प्रयोगे तेभ्यः तत्समानाधिकरणेभ्यश्च सर्वासां विभक्तीनां प्रायेण प्रयोगो भवति. Specifically, there we talked about two विभक्तीस, that is the same list kutiya. The vachikakara says, if you are using that particular word, say karanam, nimittam, hetu, etc. in sentence, so for those words, सर्वासां विभक्तीनां प्रायेण प्रयोगः. You get almost all विभक्ति. It need not be tritiya, it need not be shashti. सर्वासां विभक्तीनां प्रायेण सर्वासां विभक्तीनां दर्शनं भवति. उदाहरणं दर्शयति. किं निमित्तं वसति? केन निमित्तेन वसति? कस्मै निमित्ताय वसति? एवं कस्मात् निमित्तात् वसति? कस्य निमित्तस्य वसति? कस्मिन् निमित्ते वसति? And have all विभक्ति in this particular case. So, since he says, nimitta paryayana, evam kim karanam, ko hetu ho, kim prayojanam. So, in all this case, again, you have hetu. Ko hetu ho, kim hetum, kena hetuna, etc. You can have all different vibhakti when you are using the word, when that particular word called hetu or nimitta or prayojana is used. Prayagrahanat asarvanamnaha prathamadvitiye nastaha. He says sarvasam prayadarshanam. Prayaha means bahulyam. Mostly we have all vipakti. Why is that prayagrahana means asarvanamnaha? So if it is a sarvanama, you can have all vipakti. You have hetu kada. You have hetu paryaya pada and you have sarvanama, means you can have all possible vibhakti. But if there is no sarvanama, if it is some other word plus the nimitta paryaya, then you can have other vibhakti, not prathama dvitiya. Prathama dvitiya nastha. Prathama and dvitiya will not be there. Other vibhakti can be used. For example, jnanena nimittena haristrebhyaha. ज्ञानाय निमित्ताय इत्यादि. सो व्हाट एवर वी सॉ द प्रीवियस एग्जांपल, व्हाट वाज इट? अन्येन हेतुना. सो कैन बी अन्येन हेतुना वसति, अन्नाय हेतवे वसति, अन्नाद् हेतोः वसति, अन्नस्य हेतोः वसति, और अन्ये हेतौ वसति. सो कैन हैव फाइव विभक्तीज इन दैट केस एंड नॉट जस्ट टू. पाणिनी टोल्ड, एक्चुअली देयर ही टोल्ड ओनली वन. ही सेड अन्नस्य हेतोः, ही सेड ओनली षष्ठी. He said if it is sarvanama, you can have tritiya and shashti. So the Vartikakara overrules it and says, if it is sarvanama, you can have all vibhakti. If it is not sarvanama, you can have tritiya to saptami. You can have prathama and dvitiya. So, this means, shashti hetu prayoge sarvanama tritiya cha iti sutra dvayam na kartavyam bhavati. So those sutras become redundant because they are not telling anything. Okay. So, there is no point in saying that shashti hetu prayoge, because when you are using hetu, you can still have all other vibhakti. So, according to the Vastikakara, shashti sutra can be removed, and the Bhashyakara agrees with it. Bhashyakara also accepts nimitta paryaya prayoge sarvasam prayadarshanam. So, this is one of the cases where you see, yathottaram muninam pramanyam. Pani, maybe in Pali's time, the case was maybe the usage changed, or maybe we don't know the reason, but as we say, yathottaram muninam samanyam. So if there is a difference between what Panini and Vararuchi say, that is Vararuchi's word which carries more weight. चतुसर्थ प्रत्ययेन इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम्.
तदर्थ प्रत्ययेन सह षष्ठी विभक्तिः भवति। एतद्योगे षष्ठी स्यात्। अकसर्थ प्रत्ययाः नाम के इति प्रश्नः। प्रत्यय इज अ सफिक्स, सो ही सेज प्रत्यय इन द सेंस ऑफ अतः। अतः इज वन पर्टिकुलर प्रत्यय। सो विच आर दीज प्रत्यय इफ यू लुक एट इट, सो इन द तद्धित प्रकरणम् सप्तमी पञ्चमी प्रथमाभ्यो विशेषकाले श्वस्ताभिः इत्यारभ्य अष्टाति च इति सूत्रपर्यन्तम् विशेषकालवृत्तिभिः शब्देभ्यः स्वार्थे प्रत्ययाः विहिताः। सो इन् दीस् इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् प्रकरणम् आफ् द अष्टाध्यायी इन् द फिफ्त् चाप्टर् starting with 5327 until 5340, Panini tells various pratyayas, various prefixes for dikshabda. We have already seen what is dikshabda, right? Panchami, anyara vitaraste dikshabda anchuttarapada anyahi ispetita dikshabda ha. Dikshidrishta shabda ha dikshabda ha. So, a word which is used in the sense of direction, but it need not be only direction, it can also indicate time and Desha. For example, when you say Purva, it can be the eastern direction, it can be an earlier place or an earlier time. Okay, so Dikdesha Kala Vratibhya Shabdevtaha. All those words, Purva, Paravara, etc. are all such words. So for such words, Panini gives several pratyayas in the same sense. I mean, they do not change the meaning of the word itself. Svarthe pratyayaha vihitaha. So all these pratyayas are captured by the term atasartha. Why is it called atasartha? Atasarthaha namakaha. Atasaha arthaha. Atas nama atasuch pratyaya. Atasuch is one of the pratyayas which is being given in this range. Atasaha arthaha atasarthaha nama digdesha kala rupaha arthaha. So a word which indicates digdesha kala. Okay. So eva arthaha yasya saha atasartha pratyayaha. So any pratyaya which is used in the same sense is called atasartha pratyaya. Which are those pratyayas? There is one list. If you go through the sutras from 5327 to 5340, you'll find that these are the pratyayas which are being mandated in those sutras. Astati, atasuch, ati, enap, at, ahi, ati, ril, rishtatil, ityadi. So, this is Astat is a pratyaya like Purvastat or Dakshinastat is a word which is derived. Atasuch, when you add, you get Purvataha, Dakshinataha, etc. When you add Ati, you get Purvat, Dakshinat. This is not the Panchami Vibhakti. The word itself becomes Purvat or Dakshinat. Similarly, Enap is a pratyaya. These are all which mimic particular Vibhakti. You have forms like Dakshinena or Purvena, which is not Tritiya Vibhakti of Dakshina. It is an Avyaya ending in Ena. Okay. Arch. We already saw this. Arch and Ahi. It becomes Dakshina, Dakshinahi. Okay. Asi. Again, you have words like Puraha, etc. Ril and Rishtatil, you have Upari, Uparishtat. So all these are pratyayas which come under atasartha pratyayaha. So when any of these pratyayas are used, you will have shashti vibhakti in association with that word. This sutra is an exception to anyara dhikarate dikshabdaan sutra pada ajahi yuse. Dikshabda iti panchamyaha apavadaha. We already saw this, right? Dikshabda in association with Dikshabda, that sutra says if you have Panchami. But if it is an Atasartha Pratyaya, you will have Shashti. So you have Panchami first, as an exception you have Shashti. To overrule this Shashti, in that sutra, Panini has taken some words again. Dikshabda, Anchutarapada, Aaj, Ahi, have been taken in that sutra again. So if it is Aaj or Ahi, you won't get Shashti, even though it is an Atasartha Pratyaya. You will not have Shashti, you will have Panchami. Because in addition to Dikshabda, Panini is specifically mentioning Aaj, Ahi. Right? So these two, even though they are Atasartha Pratyaya, they will get Panchami. In association, they will be Panchami Vibhakti and not Shashti. So for the rest, there is Shasti Vibhakti overruling function. Ramasya Dakshinataha Iti Udaharanam Atasuch Pratyaha. So if you say Atasatha Pratyaha, you start with Atasuch. So Ramasya Dakshinataha Nikshabdeyate Samtani Panchani Prasamabhyo Nigdesha Kale Shastadihi Iti Sudrena. This is not Atasati Pratyaya, sorry, there is one Atasuch Pratyaya. So the sutra which I mentioned here is wrong. This is not Atasati Pratyaya, this is Atasuch. The next sutra is Atasuch in the same sense. Ikshabdevjaha, Saptami Panchami Prathamabhyaha. In the sense of Saptami Vakti, Panchami Vakti and Prathamabhyaha, you get Atasati, you also get Atasuch. Okay, so this is Atasuch. Kortha Gramasya Dakshinataha, Dakshinataha is an Abhyaya. Okay? It means Gramasya Dakshinatyam Dishi, Dakshinatyaha Dishaha, or Dakshina Dikar. It means the southern direction of the, to the village, or in the southern direction, or off the southern direction. So in these three senses you'll have this Atasuch for Dakshina, Gramasya Dakshinataha. Since this is an Atasattha Pratyaya, in association we have Shashti Vibhakti. Gramasya Puraha, this again Puraha is in front, except Asi Pratyaha. Purva Shabdata Asi Pratyaha. Purva Dharavaranam Asi Puradhavasteshaji Sutrena Asi Pratyaha. And there is also an Adesha. The Purva is replaced by Pura. So you have Puraha as the form. Gramasya Puraha Ityasya. Ramasya Purvasyam Purvasyaha Purvava Dik Ityasya. Ramasya Purvasyam Dishi Purvasyaha Dishaha Purva Dik Ityasya. Ayam Prayogaha. Gramasya Purastat. Again, this is this is not Atasuch Pratyaya, I'm sorry, this is Astati Pratyaya. And sutra is Vikshabdevya Saptami Panchami Prathamabhyo Vigdeshe Kale Shastati. So this is actually Astati Pratyaya, Purastat. It is the Astat. So and the Purva, the Astati Pratyaya has been added to the word Purva. The Prakriti, which is the root word, has been replaced by Pur. Like Puraha, Iha Purastat. So it means the same, in the eastern direction, or off the eastern direction, or just east of the village. Ramasya Upari Uparishtat. Upari Uparishtat, it is Utrena. Urdhva Shabdat. Urdhva means above. Tasmat Shabdat, Rind Rishtatil Satsayo Ithiyate. So there are two words, two suffixes, it is Rind and Rishtatil, which are being added to Urdhva, and the Prakriti is replaced by Upa. So you have Upari and Uparishtat. Again, all these are Avyaya. Okay? Any word which ends in these Pratyaya happens to be an Avyaya. So it means Urdhvayam Dishi, Urdhvaya Dishaha, Urdhvadik. So above the village. Yes, sir. So that is about Shashtatatha Pratyayana. Then you have words ending in these suffixes. In their association you have Shashti. So you don't need to remember details of which Pratyaya or which Sutra and all that. You have to remember those examples and remember that they come under Atasattha Pratyaya. It is not very difficult to remember the Pratyaya itself. You have Astat, means it is Astati. If you have Ataha, it means Atasat, etc. But it is not required to remember those which Pratyaya, which Sutra, you don't have to remember. Just that they all come under those Atasattha Pratyaya, and therefore in their association we have Shashti Vibhakti. Now, Ena Paad Dhitiya. There is one more Pratyaya in that list. If you go back to that list of Atasattha Pratyaya, as I told, there is one Pratyaya called Ena. It is also an Atasattha Pratyaya. Enapa Dhitiya. in association with an ena banta, a word ending in ena, instead of shashti, you have dvitiya vibhakti. Ena bantena yoga, dvitiya syat. So in association with ena banta, that is a word ending in ena, we have dvitiya vibhakti instead of the shashti. So, Dikshita says, Enapa iti yoga vibhagat, shashti api. Uttakara says, Dvitiya bhavati. But you see that there are some prayogas that there is also the usage of shashti vibhakti in association with. Sorry, there's a question. Ramasya urdha. No, it has to be gramad urdhum. Because unless it is an atasuch pratyaya, if it is just a vikshabda, it is a panchami. Gramad urdhum is the same. It has to be panchami. Why? Just vikshabda and sutra pada is the same. One more question about Shashti. Suvarnasya Anguliyakam. It is Sadhu. So that is, Shashti can be substantiated in almost any case. I mean, there are a few cases where it cannot, but Sadhu. Coming back to Enapa Dvitiya. There are cases where there is usage of Shashti also in association with Ena, Shashti and Vidya. So to support such a yoga, Dikshita says, we will do Yoga Vibhaga. We saw Yoga Vibhaga yesterday also. Where a single sutra is split into two sutras, purely for the purpose of substantiating an existing Shishta Prayoga. Yoga Vibhaga is not for creating new prayogas, not for creating Aparaniya prayogas. It is for only for substantiating Shishta Prayogas, if they exist. Yoga Vibhaga can be used in very few cases. He says it can be used here. Enapa. So we will split it as Enapa. Enapa is the Srutiya Vibhaktyantra of Enap. So Enabantena Yoga Ityarpa. Enapa is one sutra and Srutiya is another sutra. From the first sutra it says Enabantena Yoga Shashti Bhavati. Shashti is taken from previous sutra. Shashti Asa Nasa Pratyena Enapa Dvitiya, iti sutra trayam. So, Dvitiya sutra, enapa iti sutra, shashti iti anuvartate, enavantena yoga shashti bhavati. Dvitiya iti sutra, enapa iti anuvartate, enavantena yoga dvitiya bhavati. So, you can have both Dvitiya and shashti bhakti in association with enavanta. So, gramam dakshinena, gramasya dakshinena, iti. Rupadvayam api sadhu. Enam anyatarasya adure apanchamyaha. Iti enap pratyaha. Adure. So it is very close. Dakshinasyam rishi dakshina digva. Adure. So very close to the grama in the southern direction. Ityarthe gramam dakshinena gramasya dakshinena. Iti prayogaha. It is what Dikshita says. Dikshita says there is Yoga Vibhaga, so you can have both Shashti and Dvitiya. But if you look at the Vyakhyana, if you look at the commentary, Bala Manorama Kada says, Bhashya etu Shashtyata Tattha iti sutra prag enapa Dvitiya itjasya pathaha iti uttam. Bhashyakara, during some discussion, he changes the position of sutras a bit. What is the current position? I mean, what are we taking now? Shashtyata Tattha Pratyayena comes first. And then we have Enapa Dvitiya. So Bhashyakara says Enapa Dvitiya will come first and then you have Shashtyata Tattha Pratyayena. What is the effect of this? Ataha Atra Satyapi Yoga Vibhage. Even if you split the sutra into Enapa and Dvitiya, Shashti Grahana Anuvritteha Asambhavat. You will not have Shashti. What is our current proposal? There is Shashtyata Tattha Pratyayena, Enapa Dvitiya, three sutras. So, enapa ityatra, shashtyata tattha pratyayena ityanena shashti iti anuvartate, anantaram dvitiya. So, you can have shashti and dvitiya. Now, if enapa dvitiya would come first, then you cannot have anuvritti of shashti in that sutra. Right? సో యోగ విభాగే సత్యపి ఈవెన్ వెన్ యూ డూ యోగ విభాగ షష్ఠీ గ్రహణ అనువృత్తే అసంభవాత్ షష్ఠీ గ్రహణ ఇస్ నాట్ పాసిబుల్ దేర్ఫోర్ ఏనకాయోగే షష్ఠీ అసాధురేవ ఇది యుక్తం సో ద కామెంటేటర్ సీస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ రాంగ్ టు యూ షష్ఠీ విభక్తి ఇన్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ ఏన ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి ద్వితీయ సూత్రకార ఆల్సో మీన్స్ దట్ ఐ మీన్ ఇఫ్ యు లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్ ఫేర్లీ ఇట్ లుక్స్ అస్ ఇఫ్ ది సూత్రకార డస్ నాట్ వాంట్ Shasti, he could have told Enapa Dvitiyacha or something to indicate if he wanted Shasti also. He just says Enapa Dvitiya. In association with Enapa, there should be Dvitiya. And according to Vala Manorama, it has to be Dvitiya only. And even though Dikshita supports Shasti, Vala Manorama Kara does not agree to it. So there are many cases where there are such variations of opinion between different Vaiyakaranas. Okay, it is not a new one. So, you can choose to accept. According to Dikshita, you can have both Dvitiya and Shasti. According to Bala Manorama, and probably according to Shekhara, you cannot have Shasti, it has to be Dvitiya. So I just showed it to, included this to show that the difference of opinion between Mula and Vyakshana. Vyakshana has this particular special quality. Okay, commentary is not just to explain what is there in the Mula. That is the main one, but it also sometimes if the commentator feels the Moolakarta is wrong, he has to point it out, he has to show his own solution, he gives his own akshepa. So, Vyakshana has a very important role to play in study of any text in Sanskrit, especially any Shastric text. Nobody studies only Moolagrantha, whichever Shastra you take. If you take Tattasangraha, you have a Deepika. If you take Kaumari, you have a Balamanama. Always! Any Moola Grantha is studied along with Vyakshana because of this. Vyakshana add a lot to the Moola. It is not just for understanding the Moola. If you have a teacher might be able to explain what the Moola means. But the Vyakshana does much more than it. Okay. He can support the Moola Grantha, he can raise objections, he can give such different insights which the Moola Karta might have ignored or might have not considered for some reason. So reading a Vyakshana is very, very important for studying any Shastra itself. It's not even a Shastra. Even when you read Ramayana, you might understand, or Gita, you might understand a lot of things when you just read it, if you conversant with Sanskrit. But the insights you get when you read a Vyakshana is something completely different. సూత్ర దూరాంతికార్థై షష్ఠ్యన్య తపస్యాం దూరాంతికార్థై ఫర్ ఇన్ అసోసియేషన్ విత్ వర్డ్స్ విచ్ మీన్ దూరా అండ్ అంతిక యు కెన్ హ్యావ్ షష్ఠీ ఆప్షనలీ సింస్ ఇట్స్ అన్ ఆప్షన్ ద అనువృత్తి ఇస్ పంచమి ఏతైర్యోగే షష్ఠీ స్యాత్ పంచమీ చ So, Duram Nikatam Gramasya Gramadva. We saw another sutra yesterday. Do you remember? Something which is similar. We had a huge discussion. It says, Durantikarthebhya Dvitiyacha. So, that word, it applies to the word Dura and Antika. Okay, so, it can be Duram Durat Durena. So for the word itself it can be three. And for this, for the word associated, it can be Shasti or Panchami. So total there are six prayogas possible. You can say Gramasya Duram, Gramasya Durat, Gramasya Durena. Or Gramat Duram, Gramat Durat, Gramat Durena. Durantikarthebhyo Dvitiyacha applies to the words which mean Dura and Antika. Whereas Durandikarthaihi Shashyannatarasyam applies to the associated words with Dura or Antika, not to the word Dura and Antika. Okay, these two sutras are confusing sometimes. Remember the difference. So next is Nyomidatthasya Karane. From here we have a continuation of Shashti Sheshe. So the word which came in between, the sutras which we studied in between, first is the Shashti Sheshe. Then whatever the sutras we studied in between were those which were posed intermittently between other vibhakti. For example, hetau. Finally, was telling hetau dvitiya bhavati. So in between, in some cases, he wanted to say there will be shashti also. Similarly, for dikshabda, there was panchami. Whereas for some cases, there would be shashti also. So they were all intermittent. So continuing with that shashti sheshe, there are a few sutras in which actually by shesha you can get shashti bhakti. Because it is shesha, you already have shashti bhakti, but Panini still specifies some particular cases and says there will be shashti. Shesha shashti bhavati iti punaha uchyate. He gives some cases where it is a repetition. I mean, already you have shashti shesha by which you can get shashti bhakti. But Panini emphasizes them for a particular reason. There are some 5 or 6 sutras which belong to that category. We'll see them in the next class. Any question? ేనాక్షరసమాం నాయం అధిగమ్యమహేశ్వర విష్ణు వ్యాకరణం ప్రోక్తం తస్మై పాణినయే నమః వాక్యకారం వరదిం భాష్యకారం పతంజలిం పాణినిం సూత్రకారం ప్రణతోస్తు మునిత్రయం మునిత్రయం నమస్కృత్య తదుకీశ్వరి భావ్యత వైయాకరణ సిద్ధాంత కౌమురీయం విరచ్యతే. కంటిన్యూ ఇన్ ది నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్.